He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and with his stripes we are healed. As fear and doubt come against your life, and has your faith been sorely tried? Just lift up your eyes, for here comes your help. It is Jesus, and for you he has died. So rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Just let faith.
The Red Horse Rider and Death by the Millions. The Red Horse Rider and Death by the Millions. Four different horses, horsemen I should say, with riders. Jesus opens the seals, and now we see the results. I'll be right back.
Respond to that cry that's deep in your heart. He will cleanse you, and he will make. So rise and be healed in the name.
And you can rise and be healed. I promise you, Jesus is everything that he's ever been. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And you can have a miracle. You can have a miracle. I don't care how many people tell you the days of miracles are over. They are not over. They are not over. I know that without a doubt, because I've had too many of them. I had one of them even this week. Oh, this old back of mine is trying to act like it's 78 years old. And I've been trying to tell it, you're supposed to act like you're 48, not 78. Well, it'll be all right, because I know a healer whose name is Jesus. I know a healer whose name is Jesus. So you pray for me too, okay? If you don't mind, the Red Horse Rider. The Red Horse Rider, the Red Horse Rider, four horses, four horsemen, I need to say, Revelation chapter 6. This is the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. This is actually the beginning, and you remember now, it is Jesus Christ. It is the Son of the Living God who sends forth these horses. This is not the act of man. This is not even the act of angels. This is the act of Almighty God in His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and then this particular program, and when He had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." So we have the Son of God opening the seal, and we have a mighty cherubim who cries out, "Come and see." Oh, this is divine activity, my friend. This is mighty work right out of the plan and throne of God. Everything about it is beautiful. It sounds overwhelming. It sounds just breathtaking. But God has got to cleanse this earth from the filth, and from the baby killers, and from the same-sex marriage crowd, and from all the blasphemers, for those who put down Jesus Christ and tried to trash his name, every bit of the wickedness, every bit of the ugliness, every bit of the darkness, every bit of the godlessness that is invoked and invaded this world, the Son of God is going to cleanse it. The Son of God is going to completely, completely cleanse it and renew this earth, and it's going to be a glorious place. Now, today's broadcast is one that you really need to stop and listen to. You really need to take it serious. We're talking about the going forth of the second of these two horsemen. The second one is a red horse. The first was white. The second is red. Next week, we'll deal with the black horse. But today, we deal with the red horse. Now, if there's anything that you've got to see in this red horse, it is death. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given to him that set thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. The going forth of death. The going forth of the judgment of humankind. Now, I said to you a week ago that all four of these horsemen will ride the entire 7 years of the tribulation period. These are the first four seals of the seven sealed book that Jesus had taken from the Father's right hand as he sat on his throne in chapter 5. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, took the book. And now he opens the first four of those seals of a seven sealed book. One is a white horse, one is a red, one is a black, one is a pale. Now, the going forth of these four horsemen is the going forth of God's judgment over this earth. And their activity will absolutely continue for 7 straight years. Everything that happens, happens under the auspices and the going forth of these horses. Everything. It's the 7 years of terror on earth. Now, the Bible says that two-thirds of the population of the earth will die. The Bible says that. Two-thirds of the population of the earth will die. Now, we'll do this a little later on, so don't you miss a bit of the program. But I'm going to show you how many people that will be. Approximately, of course, because many more will be born between now and when this time occurs, if it should be a week, a month, or a year, or 2 years, or whatever. But I can tell you that the going forth of this judgment to destroy humankind that have wretchedly, wickedly lived and have rejected everything that God represents, everything beautiful about God, and all of this has occurred because of man's sins. The wages of sin is death. Will you hear that? The wages of sin is death. Now, as you read this Bible, let me read to you in Zechariah 13. "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die." Two parts therein. Two parts of three shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Now, this is Zechariah, one of the Old Testament minor prophets. Not really minor in my opinion, but that's the kind of a statement that's given in Bible study. But he goes forth. This horse goes forth, and death. And Zechariah says two-thirds of the populations of the earth will be cut off and die. Now, that is somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,500,000,000 people that will die in 7 years. Now, I'm going to give you how many that means a year, of course, and how many that means a day. Now, you're going to stagger when you hear the amount of people that will have to die every day. And I'm sure there'll be days when less will die and days when more will die. There'll be days when it'll be doubled up and days when it, you know, may not be such a horrible day. But for 7 years, multitudes, literally multitudes. I'm telling you, my brother, my friends, multitudes. And you say, "I don't want to hear that stuff." Well, I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. But I can tell you that it's not wise, because you need to know what's going to happen so you can make sure you're not here. And you need to know what's going to happen so you can tell your friends so they don't want to be here. Because the multitudes are going to be here, I'm telling you. And it's going to be that wonderful group that escaped, the saints of God who've been washed in the blood, who've got oil in their vessel, the saints of God, the virgins of the Lord who've been washed in the blood, made virgins, and who've got oil in their lamp. That's the crowd that's going to be raptured out of here and is not going to be part of this dark hour. And I don't want you to be part of this dark hour. I'm going to tell you right now. You say, I don't like you, Reverend Chambers. I still like you enough that I don't want you to be part of this crowd. You say, I'm sick of somebody like you. You may feel that way. There are several that, there are a lot of people that do. But I am of a different, background. I'm a different caliber. I want you to be saved. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you dislike me. I don't care how much you dislike the Bible. I don't care how much you dislike Jesus Christ. I don't want you to be part of the terror and the hell that's coming on this earth. And it's going to start. It's going to start after that rapture. And it's going to be literally hell on earth. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord's come. That's, by the way, Acts 2, 19 and 20. That's a New Testament scripture. Let me give you an Old Testament from Malachi. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he shall be like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Now, those kind of scriptures are thrilling. They're thrilling. And you say, they're horrible to me. Well, I understand if you're unsaved and you have no spiritual discernment, you don't understand what's actually coming on this dark earth, then friend, I can understand that. Now, Jesus is the one. The Son of God is the one who made the plain that this is going to happen. Let me give you the exact words that Jesus spoke. And this is in Matthew 24, begins with verse 15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let them which are on the house stop not come down to take away anything out of the house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for there shall be great tribulation. Jesus said this. Now, these are his words. For there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Except those days should be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. In fact, it is such carnage. It is such a determination on the part of the devil and the Antichrist to wipe this earth out. God's judgment, of course, also taken out a multitude of people because of their wicked life. But there'll be such judgment that the Bible says, and Jesus said this, not a great prophet or a great preacher or a great writer of the Bible, but God said this, the Lord Jesus said this, there shall be great tribulation such as has never been, no, nor ever shall be. And he says, except those days should be shortened, nobody would be saved. Nobody would survive. Nobody would escape. Everybody would be slain. And the world would be wiped clean of human beings. But for the elect's sake, He says, those days shall be shortened. Now, I'm trying to give you a picture here, and I'm going to open the lines up for you. I want you to call, and I want you to somehow be a part of this great program. We'll talk with everybody that will let us. I want to hear from you. I want to talk with you. You are important to me. You are very important to this program, and I want everybody to be a part of it. Now, I've got questions and all already coming in. I like that. I like for it to be exciting and thrilling, and I want you to enjoy it, and I want you to get your questions answered. I really do. It's desperate that you get your questions answered. It's desperate that you know what we are dealing with, and that you be ready. Now, let me give you something. The biblical foundation of all prophetic truth. The biblical foundation of all prophetic truth. Now, I would like very much to give you that gift, if you would let me. I would like very much to give you that gift. The biblical foundation is a booklet. It's a booklet with about, what is it got here, 10 pages in it. It's two booklets. It's two things I wrote on the same subject put together. Great prophetic truths and how you can know the truth of the Bible. And I want to give you this. The number is 1018-1018, the number of this booklet, 1018. Boy, I've written a lot of them, hadn't I? Have I not? I really have. But I've loved it, every minute of it. Now, this is yours, free. In color. Now, it's in color. So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 704-391-0588 on the regular local phone, 704-391-0588, toll free, 1-800-338-7884. You can call now for questions. I want to answer your question and to receive the booklet. You can do both or you can do either one, okay? So the lines are open. The ladies are standing by, my dear wife and a dear lady of the church, and so you grab your phone and they'll take care of you. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you quickly now. I want you to get on the phones and make it busy. Let the ladies serve you. And then if you want to talk with me, they'll put you on hold and I'll get the signal and I'll pick up on and bring you right into the radio stream, and we'll be heard all over the world. Isn't it exciting? Heard all over this globe. I get emails from everywhere anymore, and I love every minute of it, because the world isn't getting this old-fashioned message. See, this is the kind of thing that the Baptists used to preach, and the Pentecostals used to preach, and everybody that was a fundamentalist, a Bible-believing person. Anybody that really believes the whole Bible literally would preach exactly what I'm preaching to you. I don't have some new doctrine. I'm from the great years of prophetic preachers and teachers, and they taught me, and now I'm teaching you, and I want you to learn, and I want your life to be blessed, and I want you to grow up in the Lord. And I want you to tell everybody about this red horse, and about the white one, and then about the black one. I want you to tell them what's coming. I want you to tell them how many people are going to die every day in the 7-year period. How many people are going to die every day? I'll get there in a minute. So you just stay right there. Grab your phone now. The lines are open again. Calls have been coming in, but the lines are open again. So you call quickly everywhere you are, all over the down east and South Carolina and up in and other states north, Virginia, West Virginia. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, while you're calling, I want very much to get you prepared to understand this subject. I want you to get the feeling and get the emotion of this great tribulation period of 7 years. Now, you know that much of the church world don't believe there's going to be a 7-year tribulation period. I mean, they just don't believe it. Anybody into postmillennialism or anybody into many of the other doctrines, they just don't believe in a 7-year tribulation period. And I think that's so sad that in this hour that is so, you know, so desperate for people to know the truth, that you got preachers out there who are preaching such a horrible doctrine. Pat Robertson, one of the worst postmillennialists. I mean, just terrible theology. Most of the Pentecostals now have gone to the charismatic doctrines they call it kingdom dominion theology. They say we're supposed to set up the kingdom on the earth. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know one preacher in the world that I think is capable of setting up the kingdom on the earth. I'm going to tell you who's going to do it. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? To know the Son of God is going to set up His kingdom after the 7-year tribulation period, when the world is going to be judged so completely and so perfectly. Okay? Now, email jrc@paulcreek.org. You got that? J like in Joseph, R like in Robert, C like in Chambers, jrc@paw, that's Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org. Now, not .com, but .org, O-R-G. Now, let me hear from you. Send your question. You don't want to call and be on the phone, then send your question by email, okay? Those of you listening, you can call quickly now and get the free booklet. It's a nice booklet in color, 10 pages, and it's beautiful. The Biblical Foundation of All Prophetical Truth. It'll give you a biblical picture of end-time theology. That's what it will do. The eschatology, as some would call it, end-time theology, end-time understanding, so that you can read and you can have it in your Bible. You can even make copies and give it to your friends, and we will help educate you and get you aware of what's coming down the pipes. Okay? What's coming down the pipes. Now, four horsemen, you heard me say that plainly. This is the first four seals that Jesus opens up. Jesus Christ, the Son of... Now, let me say this. Do you know why there is such an effort today to trash Jesus Christ? Do you know why there's such an effort to trash Him? Why the devil, the Antichrist, and much of the world is just dead set on trashing Jesus Christ? It is because He is the one who directs the 7-year tribulation period. If He could be destroyed, the 7-year tribulation period could be simply in the hands of the devil, and he could have his field day and do all the dark things that he wants to do, and there'd be nobody to stop him. But because Jesus is in control and has been given this by the Father, He will direct the 7-year tribulation period, and nobody can take it from Him. I promise you, nobody can take it from Him. Now to the Internet. Let me give you this question. What do you say to people who say God won't stand tribulation because God is a God of love? Well, let me ask you. Here's what I would say to them. If you had a daughter that somebody raped and mangled and destroyed, killed her, a daughter, that some madman really made mincemeat out of her little life. I mean, raped her and ravaged her and then slew her, maybe cut her in pieces. And the man who did it was caught and put in jail. And the judge, of course, is now trying him. Would you say that judge was a judge of love because he turned your daughter's killer loose to go out and do it again? Or would you expect that judge to absolutely judge that man according to the deeds of his life? He would not be a judge of love if he turned your daughter's killer loose. And God would not be a God of love if he turned loose the destroyers of this earth, the baby killers, for instance. Think of all those doctors who are out there butchering little babies in mothers' wombs. They even pull them out alive and then destroy them and kill them after they are partially out of the womb. Now, do you think God's a God of love if He never judged that crowd of baby killers? Do you think He'd be a God of love? You know better than that. You wouldn't call the doctor who would kill a baby a doctor of love, would you? So you surely couldn't call God a God of love because He doesn't stand tribulation. You got to understand, tribulation has one purpose. Change the word from tribulation to redemption if you want to, and you won't do no harm because the tribulation is redemption. It is a time when God sends tribulation on this earth to redeem the earth. to redeem the earth. Now, if that's not a good answer, I don't know where to find you a good answer, because I know what evil is taking place out there. I know how wicked it is, how dark it is, how incredibly pitiful it is, and the God of love is not a God that turns wicked people loose on the earth. And you've got to understand that. You've got to understand that. Now, grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I don't want to miss any time here. I don't want no time wasted on a subject like we've got at hand. I want your questions. I want to answer them. I want us to dig right into this book, and I want us to learn, and I want us to teach everybody out there that you know. You need to go out there, and you need to teach them. You need to help me teach them so that people know what is happening. They know what is taking place, and they help us do something about it. They really help us do something about it. Now grab your phone, grab your mouse. I'm waiting on your question while I'm sharing with you the things that I see and the things that I'm hearing. I'm telling you, the world is determined to trash everything that's biblical and everything that's beautiful. People actually think it's a good thing to do, I guess. I'm amazed myself at what is really out there and what's taking place. And so grab your phone. What is your question? What do you think about this? What do you think about the red horse? Do you have a concept of this that maybe would be more explanatory than the one I'm giving you? I mean, if you do, let me hear it. I want you to be involved, and I want us together to learn what is happening and what is taking place. Now, while you are calling and while you're making up your mind, let's talk about this death that's going to take place in 7 years. 7 years of death. 7 years. And 2/3 of the earth's population is going to die. Now, you take something over 7 billion, take 2/3 of that, and you've got approximately 4 billion, I'm sorry, and 500, let me make sure I get the right figure here. You've got approximately 4 billion and 500 million people that's going to die in 7 years. 4 billion and 500 million. I don't believe this, Reverend Chambers. Well, then you don't believe the Bible. And when you don't believe the Bible, you put yourself in very precarious condition. My Bible says if you change one word, he'll take your name out of the book of life. Did you know he said that? You change one word, he'll take your name out of the book of life. So we've got 4 billion and 500 million in 7 years. You know how many that is each year? That's 650 million people dying every year during the 7-year tribulation period. Now, how many is that per day? That is 1,780. 17,800. 17,800. That's overwhelming. Overwhelming. I'm sorry. 1.78 million. Oh, I knew that was wrong. What was wrong with me? 1.78 million people dying every day. Almost 2 million people every day for 7 years. Almost 2 million people every day for 7 years. Now, you put that, bring that down to per day, and what are we talking about? We're talking about 1,780 people every day. Almost 2,000 having to die every day. Every day now. Now, there's already every year in America, in the world, there's 150,000 people that die yearly. 150,000 yearly. Well, you know, that's a lot of people. But when you put all of this together, you got a figure that's just plain overwhelming. Nearly 2,000 every day. Every day. And these are just the ones who die from disasters. These are the people who die from all kinds of crazy ways. 1,780,000, 1.78 million every day. 1,780,000 is the right figure. Every year, and then 1,780 every day. Boy, I've had trouble getting these figures right today. I'm sorry for that. But you know what I'm talking about. And you understand the overwhelming fact of this. And it's plain scary to think about it. It's awesome. I mean, it really disturbs me when I think about things like this and have to deal with them so that you be taught. See, I'm responsible to teach. God called me to teach. And Paul said to Timothy, preach the word in season, out of season. Every bit of the word. I have no right, and no other preacher does, to just take the Bible and penknife it and only preach the things that really sound good. Can you imagine how many people today that all they preach is what sounds good? All they preach is what is positive. All they say, people won't come hear me if I preach other things. Well, people get really right with God. They will, because they will feed on truth. The truth is beautiful. The truth is breathtaking. Here's a question. Would ask me, please, Pastor. Matthew 24:15, where will the raptured saints be? 24:15, and it says, When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Where will the righteous saints be when that happens? They'll be around the throne of God in heaven. They'll be with Jesus. They'll probably already be celebrating the marriage supper, the prelude, I should say, to the marriage supper. They'll be in a grand place. And they literally, we're going to be helping direct these affairs on the earth. We actually are part of what is happening down here on this earth. We really are. That's really breathtaking to know that God is going to use us and let us be a part of purifying and cleaning up this earth and making it a holy place for men to live. Now, I want your question quickly. 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I like you on the phone. I really do. I love to talk with you all over the country, all over the world, really. I get calls from all kinds of places. Last Sunday, I got a call from a man from Jamaica. And it was just such a joy to send him good material and try to be a blessing to him. Then I got a call from out in Texas. Both of those was within a short time while I was praying in the afternoon. And the phone was ringing here in the office. And I was answering it because I don't want to miss helping nobody out there. I want you to be blessed. I want your life to be blessed. Now, let's go to this question from the Internet. Again, the phone lines, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Has the snow got you bound? Has the snow got you out cleaning off ice and trying to get place to fix? Hey, our place is being all cleaned up here. We've got people out shoveling snow. We've got a tractor that's going to clean off the parking lot. So everything's going to be fine at Paul Creek tomorrow. Everything's going to be fine at Paul Creek tomorrow, and you need to come and be with us. I am excited about what I'm going to preach in the morning. Right in the middle of the night, the Lord woke me up and laid on my heart to preach reasons why the rapture must occur quickly. Reasons why the rapture must occur quickly. I don't preach a lot of prophecy in my pulpit, just a little along. But Sunday, tomorrow, I've got to show people why the rapture is on the verge of happening. If you'd like to hear that, you will be encouraged. I believe that. Paul Creek tomorrow, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, right here in Charlotte. The ice will be off and gone, and you'll have a good, clear parking lot and sidewalks, and walk right in and hear the gospel in song, and then hear the word of God preached, and Brother Chambers will give it his best. Here's the question. Are these deaths due to war, disease, earthquakes, or persecution by the Antichrist? They are due to all of those things. War, disease, earthquakes, persecutions, murder, just every kind of violence you can imagine. There'll be typhoons, there'll be hurricanes, there'll be great thunderstorms, there will be great tsunamis because of earthquakes out in the ocean. You friend, you don't know what hell is. You don't know what hell is. If you're here during that period, you're going to want to die. The Bible said men will seek death, and death will flee from them. Men will seek death, and death will flee from them. You say, I'm cutting you off. You go ahead, but you won't cut him off. When he starts, it'll be over, friend. And you may run to hide, but there'll be nowhere to hide. I promise you. I promise you. And I hope you won't turn this off and turn this away, but believe the Bible. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. I'm up here in the mountains of Virginia, and it's pouring snow today. As we speak, we got about 14 inches on the ground.
Are you kidding me?
And it's pouring snow right now. We're getting about 3 inches today again.
Whereabouts in Virginia are you?
I live in a place called Bluefield.
Well, I've been there. I've got one of my best friends is right out there in Rock. You know where Rock, West Virginia is?
Yes, sir.
I got a friend out there that's one of the greatest men. He pays for this program up there that you're hearing in out of West Virginia.
Okay. You know, you're talking about the things that are coming?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that the God that they'll stand before is Jesus. The Bible says the Father judges no man, but has commended all judgment to the Son.
The Son of God is going to judge. He's directing this affair of tribulation, too. You see, when you go to Revelation 6, and you look at these seals being opened, the white horse, the red horse, the black, the pale, Jesus Christ turns each one of them loose personally. And one of the great seraphims of heaven cries out like thunder, come and see. And John was seeing this like a vision. And the vision was literal. I mean, how do you deny a vision like God showed John and say that's not biblical, that's not real? Come on. Get real, folks. Get real. This is going to happen as sure as my name is Joseph.
You know, when I look at history, I can see a small picture of this. Any war, you take it like a dictator that takes over, then the war usually follows him, and then there'll be famine and disease will follow that.
Well, look at Hitler and what he did to the Jews for over 4 million. He took them to gas chambers and starved them to death often, and then gassed them to death when he didn't starve them to death. And he killed them. I mean, you read some of the atrocities that were committed against these dear people. Nothing, no reason, except they were Jews, you know. That was the only reason they were kin to Jesus, you know. And that's why he killed them. And at the same time, he claimed that he was a worshiper, you know, in the Catholic Church. Come on. You know, we are talking of something that's really going to happen. But this time is going to be God allowing it and God supervising it and Jesus in charge of it. And is going to make this earth a new and beautiful place.
Yes, sir. You know, you can see like many snapshots of this in history, but it'll never attain nowhere near the level that it will attain, like you said, during the tribulation. It'll be a whole new ball game.
When you talk literally about 650 every year, 650 million every year. I had a hard time today somehow getting this thing together. I had these all written down, and then I go to read them, and they seem so big and overwhelming. 650 million people dying every year. That's almost 2,000 people a day.
I can't even fathom that.
Well, it's overwhelming, and it's going to happen. And see, there's already 150,000 people die yearly, but we're talking about every day nearly 2,000 people dying from all kinds of atrocities, all kinds of mass murders, all kinds of great storms. All they can do during that time is dig great big pits and bulldoze these corpses into the pit and cover them up. There won't be any such thing, very rarely, as a genuine, respectful funeral during these 7 years. May not be one at all.
Being out 4 hours for Charlotte, while I listen on the radio, could you just give a few points of your sermon tomorrow?
Well, I cannot. It's just that I'm going to give the reasons why this rapture has got to occur imminently and very, very soon. There is no way America can survive unless something miraculous happens to this nation. We on a dead-end course to utter destruction. Our president is the most hopeless, the most mindless, the most vile person that's ever sit in that White House. I mean, it is horrible to think of him. And to think of what he's doing, and none of us, we don't understand it. How does he get by with it? What's wrong with our Congress, our senators, and our House members? I don't know what's going to happen in this coming November election, but if we don't do something, we're gone. And I pray God will help us for the sake of all of our population. I'm not a prejudiced man. The man being black has nothing to do with it. Anybody that says it does, it doesn't know what they're talking about. There's some wonderful black conservatives. There's some wonderful white conservatives. There's some horrible black liberals. And there's some horrible white liberals. It's all a matter of people who believe the Bible and people who don't believe the Bible.
He's a man of lawlessness, like it says the Antichrist. He breaks the laws and you know.
He's getting us ready for the Antichrist.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend. I wish you could be here. I really do. God bless you. Now grab a phone and call. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button here. Grab a phone and call. It's 1-800-338-7884. Now, do it quickly. I don't want to waste your time. It would seem to me that the phones would be ringing off the hook. It really does, because this question is plain overwhelming. This question is plain overwhelming. Almost 2 million a day. Hey, you know, almost 2 million a day. I thought I was saying that wrong. Thank you a lot, Brian. Almost 2 million a day. Almost 2 million. 1,780,000 people dying every day. 1,800,780,000 people dying every day. Do you get that now? I had it all wrong. Why do I do that? You know, sometimes I think I'm human. Sometimes I know I'm human. My wife knows all the time I'm human. Woo! Oh, I tell you what, I had to say that. She's a darling. I told her today, you're my garden, honey. All I am is a fence around the garden. That's all I want to be, is a fence around the sweet garden called Juanita. She is a darling. She is a darling. Hey, you know what she did for me for Valentine? She made me a Madrian orange cake. Imagine orange cake. I've got a slice sitting here on the desk. I'll eat about half of it. And if you'll come over, I'll give you a bite. So whoever you are out there, come over. You talk about a juicy, delicious cake. That woman is the world's best. I'm here to tell you. Her name is Juanita. We've been married 59 years this coming June, and it's been so wonderful. Hey, grab your phone, and I want to hear from you. I love to talk on the phone to my people, my listeners. I really do. Sometimes I hate email. Sometimes I hate it. I get about 500-700 a day, and they drive me bonkers. Wow. So you just grab a phone and call me, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And you on the phone, how may I help you, please?
Yes, Spencer Chambers.
Yes.
It's distressing that Christians deny the Bible, no matter what version it is. But creation is real, and when I come across somebody that says they don't believe in the 6,000-year-old Earth, I say, well, how old was Adam when he was born? Was he born as a baby, or was he born full-grown? And I think that's what God has done when he created the Earth, created it as an old Earth, and that's where we're getting conflictions. But, you know, God's Word is true, and, you know, man wants to twist it, be it Pat Robertson or that other guy.
Those people are pitiful. Those people are actually pitiful. How in the world could you deny the book of Genesis? I mean, you're slapping the Holy Ghost in the face.
Well, a lot of people are doing it, and it's part of the
liberal backslid condition, apostasy, we call it, from the Bible.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your work. Thank you.
I appreciate your call, sir, and may God's blessings be upon you. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local 704-391-0588. Here's the question. The most horrific thing the unsaved will face is being banished from the holy, awesome presence of God. suffering eternally apart from the God of all comfort. We want to be found faithful now. You know, it's amazing that people really don't grab what this dear lady just said. The most wonderful thing that the unsaved will face is being banished from God. I say that's not wonderful. The most wonderful thing they will not get to enjoy is the presence of God. The most horrific thing is they will be banished from the presence of God. Literally banished from everything beautiful. They'll never hear another baby cry. They'll never see the tears of another loved one saying, "Hey, I really love you." They'll never have a sweetheart wife or sweetheart husband to care about and to care about them. I mean, everything that's beautiful to us in life will be gone in eternity. Thank you there, Elaine. That's a good one. Here's a question. Could you give us your thought on Ivan Baxter, a teaching that we are between the sixth and seventh seal? Is that what he teaches, that we're in between the sixth and seventh seal? He doesn't know the Bible. He probably has never been born again. I mean, that man, I've heard nothing but bad about Ivan Baxter. Nothing. Irvin, I believe it is. I-R-V-I. Irvin Baxter. Bad, bad, bad. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And don't you forget that. 650 million people dying every year. That's 1.78 million. 1.78. 1 million, 780,000 people dying every day for 7 years. Are you getting that out there? Who out there has got that? Can you tell me? Who out there has got it? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? 650 million people dying every year. 1.78 million every day. Come on, folks. We are talking about darkness like you have never seen. 1,780,000 every day. If there's a good day, then the next day that will double. And there's no way to bury them. We're talking about judgment coming unlike anything this world has ever known one thing about. I mean nothing. You can't understand it except as you understand the word of the Lord. You cannot understand it. And it's going to happen as sure as I'm sitting here. God cannot lie. God's word cannot be doubted. It cannot be proven wrong. It will not fail. It will occur. And 7 years of tribulation could start any moment now. I'm preaching, as I said earlier, tomorrow on the reasons, several reasons, why the rapture must occur imminently. We've got to get down to the real nitty-gritty here. I've got to help you out there understand that we are right on the verge of the coming of the Lord. You could be in the tribulation period when the sun rises in the morning. You could be in the tribulation period when the sun rises in the morning. All that's got to happen. One thing and one thing only has got to happen for the tribulation period to start. And that's for Jesus to come and get the saints. Come and get the bride. When he comes and get the bride, then it's over for you, friend. It really is. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers, my name is Jimmy Floyd, and I agree with your doctrine very much concerning the rapture of the church. I do believe in the premillennial coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good.
And I believe it so much that I've written a book, I hope if you don't mind me saying, called The Necessity of the Resurrection and Rapture. I heard you say you're going to be preaching about that on tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's also on Amazon.com. But
why don't you send me a copy?
I believe it. Sir?
Why don't you sign it and send me a copy of your book? I may want to sell it.
It's an e-book, and I'll definitely, when I get it in the book form, I will definitely give you a copy very soon.
Okay, you do that now. Don't you miss it. If you fail, I'm going to get a hold of you.
I've been looking forward to it, Calvin, the Necessity of the Resurrection and Rapture. But I was looking forward. I've been listening to you for many years, and I really love your tenacity. Even at your age, you have a great passion for the gospel and for God.
What are you talking about at my age?
Well, I'm in my mid-50s.
I'm just cutting up with you. I don't mind being kidded. I'm 78 and love it. My old back has given me a fit for about a week. Hadn't been able to go to bed since last Monday because my back won't let me lay down. If I lay down, I had to turn over on my stomach. Last Monday night, after a couple hours in the bed, woke up, and I had to turn over on my stomach and go out of the bed, feet first, onto the floor, and try to get myself up because my back had gotten in such a condition. And I've never had a back problem in my life. But you know what I got? I got a therapeutic chair that I bought years ago on sale, just to an individual. And it is so good. It's like having a chiropractor doctor sitting in my home. All I got to do is go over there and sit down and turn that thing on. And boy, has it helped me. I am grateful for it.
Well, that's good. Let me tell you that your back may be in terrible shape, and I believe God for your healing. But thank God your heart is right, and that's the most important part, you know?
You're right.
Thank God that you're rapture ready. And
I am rapture ready, and apparently you are.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Where do you live?
I live in Gastonia, North Carolina.
All right, did you give the ladies your address?
Yes, sir, I would be glad to.
All right, you hold on to the phone, and they'll pick up on you, and I'm so grateful you called, okay? I am grateful you called, my friend. You sound like a real brother. You've got to come visit our camp meeting this coming June, okay? So you keep listening. All right, ladies, line one, ladies, and you are on. May I help you, please? Hello, you're there.
Brother Chambers, would you briefly discuss where Ukraine is being taken over by Russia, and 50% of the oil supplies that go into Europe go through to Ukraine? Aware that that's causing more development, you know, for the European Union. So we're getting closer to the Ezekiel 38-39 invasion and closer to the rapture.
Look what happened in Syria. It's unquestionable that Syria is being prepared for the stomping ground, the launching ground for the war of Gog and Magog. It's also ready. That's one of the reasons tomorrow I'll tell this congregation and everybody listening, the rapture has got to occur momentarily. We're just desperate for it. Go ahead now. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. What else did you have on your mind?
Yes, I was talking to in Ukraine.
Yes.
Russia has taken over Ukraine, and that's where 50% of the oil supplies going to Europe go through there, and that would affect the European Union of their forming for the final formation, and of course Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia and the Allies march into Israel. We're close to the rapture, aren't we?
We are right on the verge of it, brother. It could happen today. That's how close it is. Thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you.
Are you hearing me good? I've been wondering if you're really hearing me.
I am now, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, and thank you for calling, my brother. Do we have your address? If not, will you hang on the phone a minute? Let the ladies send you this free gift that I've got. Stay right there. The ladies will send you a free gift, okay? Line two, ladies. Line two. Line two. And you on line one may help you, please.
Oh, I've enjoyed your program. I just was listening in the car and just wanted to share a couple of quick incidents from you. Two trips to New York. You probably heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the brilliant theologian that stood up to Hitler and was eventually executed before the Allies reached Germany.
Yeah.
He came to New York City, the United States, twice in his life, once in the mid-20s, I think it was 1926, and then in 1939. In 26, he came to Union Theological Seminary, and he was just amazed. Now, he was a brilliant scholar. He said they were laughing and ridiculing the fundamentalist.
Yeah, yeah.
And he finally had to. He got his. God set his spirit on fire when he went to the black church in Harlem, the Abyssinian Baptist Church. He said, "These people know what it's all about."
Yeah.
Now, before he began to fight against Hitler through church groups, there were some godly evangelical pastors that realized what Hitler was up to and began to resist him in the early 30s. In 1939, it looked like Hitler was going to go to war, and so some of his friends were so concerned about him that they pulled some strings and got him sent back to New York. He only stayed for 26 days because he was so grief-stricken. He says, I need to be back in Germany fighting this thing. Well, before he left, he was at Union Theological Seminary in a room, and he had never been to this Riverside's church for a sermon, which was a very liberal church, and that's a good, there's an interesting story about Harry Emerson Fosdick, who was the pastor, that he had actually had to resign from First Presbyterian in 1922 in New York City because he was so ungodly, he denied the virtue.
And so now he's pastoring the this noted church.
Yeah, and so he went over there, and this is what he said. He wrote in his diary, quite unbearable. The whole thing was a respectable, self-indulgent, self-satisfied religious celebration. This sort of idolatrous religion stirs up the flesh, which is accustomed to being kept in check by the Word of God. So then he went home, went to his room, studied the Scriptures, and that evening he wandered down the street 7 blocks to the Broadway Presbyterian Church. It was pastored by Dr. McCombs, who had been ridiculed as being a fundamentalist by these same people. And in it, his heart was so stirred and moved. He was going back to be a part of a resistance against Hitler, and he said, this, meaning the Broadway Presbyterian, will one day be a center of resistance when Riverside Church has long since become a temple of Baal. I was very glad about this, Dr. McCombs' sermon. So this is what we're up against.
Yeah, we are up against the most terrible apostasy, and it's everywhere. Pentecostals are almost gone. There's only a few of them that's worth their salt. The Baptists, same condition. And you know, they love the Rick Warrens and the Rick Joyners and the Pat Robertsons and all of these liberal post-millennialists and all other kinds of doctrines, but they don't care nothing about the old fundamental Word of God. Hey, you are a wonderful friend. I'm so glad you listen.
Yes, sir, and I've got some ideas for some future broadcasts. I just wrote my...
Will you send them to me and let me grab another line or two? I got people waiting and all kinds of people on the Internet. We finally got them stirred up.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
I love you, friend. I love you. You know, we are seeing people stirred up, and you better get stirred up. It's almost over, friend. I mean, all this. You know what we like having it over as to the rapture? The shouting. The shouting when we start up out of here to meet Jesus in the sky. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
Last week, Kerry, the diplomat in Israel, he's saying that unless the Israelis divide Jerusalem, there's going to be a third intifada. And Netanyahu will not divide Jerusalem, and that's going to spark the next war.
You're probably right. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I'd like to say that I appreciate the good stand you take for preaching the word and truth. And I love your program. I look forward every Saturday to just joining in and listening. And also, I wanted to say, did you hear anything about an earthquake that's happened in the south?
You know, I haven't had time for that today. I've been so busy at the hospital, wherever, but I'll watch for it, okay?
Okay, brother. We love you.
We're almost at the coming, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God bless you. I don't know why we had that problem there, but listen, you are listening to a program that believes that the Bible is infallible. Here's a question. God sent the warning of tribulation to the world so that all men should be kept from these judgments. This sounds like a loving God to me. Hey, that's good. God sent this warning of tribulation to the world so that nobody has to be in that tribulation unless you reject Jesus Christ. And this dear lady says, this sounds like a loving God to me. He sent a way for all men to be saved. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Jessica. He sent a way for all men to be saved. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to lose your soul. You can know Him and all of His beauty. Here's the question. There is symbolism in the Bible. Right now, we're talking about a red horse, and this is symbolic of coming judgment and not a literal horse. Similarly, God's six-day creation could be 6 billion years. No, it could not be 6 billion years. Don't even suggest such a thing. And yes, I do believe a literal Adam and a literal Eve. Please comment. When you say God's 6 days could be 6 billion years, you are defying the Bible. Don't ever say that. Now, maybe this dear brother is just saying it to stir me up and get me to react to it, and my reaction is... That's absolutely blasphemy. It is blasphemy to say the 6 days could be 6 billion years. That is just horrible. Don't say it again, brother. I love you too much. Hey, you know, Jesus is coming. He really is coming soon. And if you're not ready, I want you so dearly to get ready. I really do. I want you to know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is beyond all measure. He's the final answer to everything. And what a program this has been. Now, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm Pastor Chambers, as you know. I pastor the Paul Creek Ministry right here on the on Tuckasegee, right off of Billy Graham, right off of I-85. Right in there, near both, all three of those lanes, and easy to find. We'd love to have you visit us tomorrow to hear this sermon on why the rapture is imminent. Why it is imminent. Several reasons why it is imminent. And you need to hear it. We begin the morning service, Sunday school at 10, morning worship at 10:50, singing and worshiping, and then the preaching of the word again tomorrow evening at 6. And we'd love to have you. Now, I need you to be part of this program. I need you to be a partner, and I need you to share the burden. I really need a great 2 weeks between now and the end of February. I need a great 2 weeks. And every one of you that love this program, do more than do you, and tell me you love it. Let me see you share the burden, okay? I need you. I really do. We're trying to get ready to be live with a camera in just a short period of time. I don't know how long it's going to take, but the worst need is dollars to buy the things we need. You may want to buy the camera. You may want to buy other pieces of equipment. You may want to buy a new computer that I've got to put here in my office to carry the load that comes with this camera operation. So let me hear from you. Get under the burden with me and share the load. Now, let me tell you, above everything, I want to give you this gift today, the biblical foundation of all prophetical truth. The biblical foundation is my gift to you. You keep calling as long as you will. The ladies will stay right here. Answer the phone. Take your name and address and mail it to you free of charge. This has been a great broadcast. This really has been a great broadcast. I have loved every minute of it. I hope you have. And if you haven't, I'm sorry, because it certainly has been worth the time it's took. I've loved it. You are special to me. I want to be a blessing to you. I really do. So let me hear from you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now you listen to that. 704-391-0588. You are important. I want you to be a part of what we're doing. I want to hear from you. You can send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from numbers of you by email. Please call to make your gifts available to us. You can use your Visa or MasterCard or some others. You need to share our burden. You need to share our burden. We need you to share our burden. Love to have you in church tomorrow. We'd love to give you this gift. All you got to do is call 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. God bless you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And His stripes we are healed. As fear and doubt come against your life, and has your faith been sorely